This podcast is brought to you in part by Amazon.com. If you're going to be doing some shopping on Amazon, if you could and would, please stop by Approving Gamer first, click on any Amazon link, and continue with your normal shopping. Doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site and podcast tremendously. Now, on with the show.
Welcome to Press X to Win, episode 12. I don't know, like the next, we'll have like a 13, episode 13 podcast, and then you'll never see us again, because.
In episode 13, we just talk about.
Sure. Deal. We do need to talk about, E3 soon, as it is coming. You know there's a PC gaming conference this time?
I'm psyched for that, man.
It's fucking weird, and I bet it's gonna be a waste of life.
Nah, maybe. I don't know, man. It's just something different, something added to the formula. I mean, this E3 is either, I mean, E3's always great, don't get me wrong. Fucking love E3. Even if it's all a bunch of shit reveals and everything sucks, it's still just hilarious to watch. And there's always one conference every year where it's just super awkward and hilarious. It's a great time. It's a great week.
Yeah, it's true. It is a great week. But sometimes...
Sometimes Sony pops out Wonderbook and you want to cry.
You know, we're not going to talk about that on this podcast ever.
We're not going to talk about Wonderbook?
Ever. Ever.
Really?
Ever.
Remember that E3? I was watching it with you at your place, remember?
Fuck off, Jake. Seriously, fuck off. Fuck off. Seriously, we're just gonna name this episode "Fuck Off, Jake." Why you bring up things that make me sad?
Because they make me laugh.
You know what's funny? Is Microsoft like had way worse conferences than Sony's ever had, so it's fine.
Yeah, well, I don't care. I'm not a Microsoft fanboy.
Yes, you are. You want an Xbox One?
Just because I have an Xbox One doesn't make me a Microsoft.
Halo fucking sucks.
Makes me a Halo fan. There's a difference. There's a big difference.
Whatever. Fuck off. Anyways, Jake, what have you been playing on this fine week?
Yeah, I've been playing Finals. That's what I've been playing.
You haven't touched
it? I've been playing Finals and waiting for Witcher 3.
Are you actually going to buy that game?
Yeah, I'm going to fucking buy Witcher 3.
Well, see, for a while you were like, I don't know, my boy, I don't know. So you haven't been playing anything, even that really terrible game that I don't like?
It's a really terrible game that you don't like.
I mean, I know it's not broken fucking damage, so...
No, not really.
Nothing.
At all. Finals kicking my ass, man.
See, I just finished Finals, and I found a way to get a little bit of video gaming in. I played the Rocket League beta quite a lot. It's really fun. It's like basically like soccer or hockey with cars, and I love it. And I want to buy it, but it's not out yet, so I can't. I wish it was out. Well, no, they said this summer at some point, so I don't know yet. As of us recording, there's a PS4 flash sale going on with, like, and its theme is games under $5. So, I got myself some under $5 games that I'm about to play. One is called Super Mega Baseball. Honestly, it just looked a lot like Backyard Baseball, so I got it, and it's pretty cool. It's hard to get used to, just because, I mean, I haven't played a baseball game in forever. And then, that was $4.80, I think. And then I got Flower for $1.40 or something like that. And I've never played Flower, and everyone says it's good, so... We'll see. Other than that, I've been playing Let's Go to the Movies. I went and saw two movies this week. I saw Pitch Perfect 2 with my girlfriend, which was actually a really cool movie, and I saw Mad Max Fury Road, so.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's really cool. Way better than Beyond Thunderdome. Can we just, like, derail this podcast real quick? How terrible is Beyond Thunderdome? It's such a terrible movie.
It's been a long time since I've watched them.
Beyond Thunderdome is so terrible. Like, it's so bad. Like, Beyond Thunderdome, like, the movie sounded, like, so cool because, like, you know, they go to the Thunderdome and they fight. And then, like, everything after they fight in the Thunderdome is terrible. Like, for some reason they meet these children and they're, like, Ewoks if they were children. And it's like, this is a terrible, this is a terrible fucking plot device. And then the one car battle in the whole movie is just is worse than the first movie, which was, like, made with no budget whatsoever. It's just like, oh my god, this is so terrible. This movie's awful. Seriously, like, Beyond Thunderdome's so bad. I just wanted to remind our listeners that Beyond Thunderdome is a terrible movie. So,
Fury Road. Everyone at
Yeah, the only thing, I still think Road Warrior's better. Just because this is a little bit less Mad Maxy. Like it's.
Well, isn't it supposed to be like a reboot?
Kinda. It's kind of a reboot. Like, I mean, there's a lot more going on, like, with the characters this time, but it's not necessarily about Mad Max specifically. But it is cool. It's a cool movie. Other than that, I watched a lot of TV shows. Like, a lot of TV shows. By the way, if you don't watch The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
I need to watch that.
It is amazing, and they basically set up like parts of Civil War on the finale this season. So pretty cool. If you don't know what Civil War is, that's the next Captain America movie. And then the Arrow finale made me super sad, and I'm not going to say why. But if you know why, you can send us an email at what's the email, Jake?
PressX@provengamer.com. I'm still only getting follower requests on Twitter. And the occasional spam.
Well, that's all Twitter. That's all you get most of the time is spam. Spam is like,
I mean, it's like some rapid spam.
Like stuff you can't even say on the podcast, spam?
I can say it on the podcast. I mean, we've said worse shit on the podcast.
It's basically, I guess. What is the spam?
It's just spam, like, four word and then a bunch of random characters and the text is like, hey, baby, you want me up for fuck? And I'm like,
no,
straight to the spam
folder. Oh, God. Oh, internet, never change. Jesus. So as you can tell, we're kind of like beating around the bush, but there is not a lot to talk about when it comes to video games. There is less to talk about. I mean, like,
it's a content drought until at least 3 years.
Yeah, but I once mean, Witcher 3 comes out, we'll have to talk about it.
What fucking developer besides Ubisoft is actually going to reveal a bunch of shit?
I guess Rock Band 4 did this big reveal event on Twitch today, but I didn't watch it because I don't really like or care for Rock Band. Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
No.
Oh. Well, apparently they showed gameplay for the first time, and it looks like Rock Band, so there's that.
Surprise, surprise!
A Rock Band game looks like a Rock Band game, so.
I don't know how you could fuck that up, but apparently you could.
I don't know. I'm pretty excited for Guitar Hero still, but I even talked about it a little bit on Trophy Wars with one of the guys, who really doesn't like you, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
Because you don't like Bioshock Infinite. You know what you should do? You should explain yourself on this podcast, and then when they listen to this, maybe they'll explain.
On why I don't like Bioshock?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll explain why I don't like Bioshock. I mean, we kind of went over it a little bit in the last podcast.
There's a lot of points
in the game where it's supposed to be like, so you're supposed to be helping this resistance against the oppression of Colombia, and it's all, you know, it's all the black folks that. Basically slaves there. And like, cool, yeah. But then she immediately tries to kill you. And it's like, I thought I was supposed to be on these guys' side, but now I'm not on their side. And I don't really understand what they're fighting for anymore. why couldn't I just get in the first relationship I saw with Elizabeth instead of doing all this crazy shit? Why did Elizabeth think we'd be able to cross? She literally says, if we cross this dimension, we probably won't be able to come back. If you cross the dimension in order to get, what was it, like the bullet making machine or gun making machine or whatever, and then bring it back because that's what she needed in order to let you go or whatever. I don't know. Something like that. And she literally says, we can't come back if we do this. And then you do it in order to get the gun machine to bring it back. This doesn't make any fucking sense. And then you go through the whole thing of, okay, now we gotta find another airship so we can escape Columbia. And it's like, well, why are you still doing that? Why didn't you just do that in the first place? Why didn't you just use your little dimensional portal and travel to a different Columbia where you can just get on an airship? Like, is that so fucking hard? Why did you think about that? I mean, come on! It's obvious! You know, then you got the problem with, oh, don't kill, you're a monster. Oh my god, you killed all those people, that's so bad. Here, I'm gonna throw you guns and ammo that I find on the ground while you're murdering me. And then I'm gonna be pissed at you. It's fucking stupid. It's conveying one message through gameplay and then telling you something else through the story. It's not like I had a choice.
But the gameplay's really fun.
Non-lethal.
That's some fun gameplay, though.
I didn't enjoy the gameplay, but it's a pretty entire set. But there's more water. But that's, I mean, that's up to preference. But just objectively speaking, there's so many plot holes. The whole asshole at the end. They spend the whole game telling you about quantum physics this, quantum physics that, infinite worlds, blah, 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 multiverse, and then they completely throw out all that shit. At the end, they're like, well, you know, there's infinite universes and infinite possibilities.
Did you ever play the DLC?
No.
DLC,
I heard, completely just fucks over the whole ending even more.
But it does explain it well, actually. It explains it better.
It's still stupid. It's still stupid to try because they wrote themselves into a trick.
I like that game. It's fun.
I think Bioshock is the best
game. I think it's... I don't know, I'm never super fond of Bioshock 1, to be honest with you.
Bioshock 1 falls off.
Where should it have ended?
Right after you kill it.
Yeah.
That's how it should have ended. And then Bioshock 2 should
have ended. I don't know, the Would You Kindly thing was pretty good.
Well, yeah, that's where it should have ended.
Yeah, everything...
Killing Ryan and Fox killing you. And then leaving it open for a sequel.
Yeah, you're probably right. I agree. We just totally just spoiled
Bioshock. Bioshock 1, but massively improved. It was pretty much the exact same game.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. I agree with you. But I don't know. I like Infinite. I had a lot of fun with that game. I think that's the only game I've played like 3 times in a row within like a weekend. I still like that game. I still think that game was really fun. But I think that game came out the same year as The Last of Us, and there was no way it was going to beat The Last of Us.
Oh, The Last of Us.
Yeah, well, The Last of Us was the game of the year. But, you know, here's something that still pisses me off. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but Journey won a Game of the Year award.
Yeah, no, we talked about that.
Journey.
We went off on it. We had a whole thing about it.
Okay.
Okay.
I just want to reiterate, Journey won a Game of the Year award. How fucking absurd is that? Journey isn't a fucking
God Home.
From where?
Gone Home won Game of the Year from
my country. Gone Home came out the same year as Last of Us. It didn't win Game of the Year.
It won Game of the Year from someplace, exactly.
I don't remember that. Gone Home isn't a game either. It's a fucking interactive thing. It's not a game. It's like an interactive house that you're, like, learning a story about lesbians.
It's not even a good interactive story. You can literally beat the game in, like, under 20 seconds, I think. And you just walk in, open the
door.
Well,
that's if you know the secret. You still have to play
through
the game.
Which you figure out after you play through it, I think.
Well, yeah, a lot of games are one-time playthroughs. Like, you play through Portal 2, you don't play through Portal 2 again.
Good. It's still a fun game.
But you know the puzzles.
The thing is, like, you get, like, Portal 1 or Portal 2, like, a few years later, you can go back and play it again and still have fun. Like Holland Home is literally like 1 minute. And you don't learn anything new. There's no like reveals that you forgot about or any fun gameplay stuff. It's literally you just walk around, click stuff, read it, walk around, click stuff. Game. There's no lose state. You can't lose. You just walk around endlessly until you figure out what to click.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like that's like a... That's like the where people start trying to do that art argument all the time when we start talking about, like, interactive video games and stuff. Like, the fact... I don't know. There's so many games that, like, people really, really enjoy... Like, there's this Ether 1 game that came out, and people really enjoy it because apparently it's, like, really artistic, and they imagine that, like, it's, like, telling this interesting story, but it's, like, it's just not fun. Like, game has to be fun no matter, like, what kind of...
That's the problem I have with people that are saying games are art, games are art, they should be more mature, they should be this, they should be that. And it's like, you know, there's no actual set definition for art. Like, it's still heavily debated in academics. Like, what is the definition of art? Everyone has a different type of definition for it.
It's like, I mean, like, people talk about video games all the time and how, like, they need to go by this, this, and this. Like, they, you know, start portraying characters a certain way and stuff. And it's like, no one does that with movies when they rate movies, you know? They're not like, oh, this character is a vision of some male fantasy or something like that. And it's like, no. I mean, it's just a character.
It is what it is, you know? The person that made the game the way they wanted to make the game.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
That's their artistic vision. The problem is
that people are so concerned with legitimizing video games as art form industry. It's like the kid in high school that's constantly trying to be cool, but everyone just kind of laughs at him because he's trying so fucking hard. It's like that. You know, video games are trying so hard to be taken seriously as an art form that it's laughable.
I don't know, I agree video games are an art form in their own way.
I absolutely agree they're an art form. Don't get me wrong. They don't need to prove anything in the ways that people are trying to prove it.
Yeah.
You know, like a game like Gone Home or Journey or Dear Esther or whatever comes out, people are like, oh my god, it's art. This is true art from the media. Or, you know, Last of Us, a pretty decent game, pretty good game comes out. And everyone's busy talking about how it's a Citizen Kane of video games and comparing it to that's the problem. They're comparing video games and movies to be like, oh, well, this game is a watershed moment like Citizen Kane was, and it's not true. Last of Us was a great game, but it wasn't a Citizen Kane.
Not better than Uncharted 2.
The Citizen Kane, like, completely revolutionized the film industry. Yeah. Last of Us did. Last of Us was just a good game.
Yeah.
And you don't need to legitimize it like that. You don't need to say, oh, it's so good, it's going to completely revolutionize the way people make games. It's not. You know, it wasn't, the Game Boy style wasn't that different than Uncharted. It just had a really good story, good pacing.
I agree with you, like, it doesn't have to be the Citizen Kane, it just has to be something fun and enjoyable, and I feel like that's exactly what Last of Us is, like... Like, if you ask anyone what their favorite game is, someone's gonna say something different. Like, I absolutely think that the best game of all time is Uncharted 2, and you think Super Metroid, and that's our opinion. We like the specific artistic vision that that person made, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I don't understand that a game has to be the Citizen Kane of video games. Like, I don't understand that. I feel like a game should be good. Like, Witcher 3, from all these reviews that came out this week, is a great game. No one's gonna say it's, like, the greatest RPG of all time or anything, or it's the Citizen Kane of RPG games, but it's a great game. Like, I think that's as gamers, that's all you really want, is you want a great game to play. And I feel like,
and you know what, the thing is, when you
just like with movies,
games, the games speak for themselves. You know, you can say, I can sit there and say Super Metroid is a work of art, phenomenal game design, level design, pacing.
Yeah,
you know, you can say Uncharted 2 is the greatest game. Work of art for all the same or different reasons, you know? Art speaks for itself. It doesn't need people to go out there and say, no, 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 this is art. This is, you don't understand. This is art. Art speaks for itself.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. It's very interesting, and I feel like it's going to get more and more interesting as we move on through this console generation because the games are so getting closer to, like, not hyper-realistic, but the graphics are so much better, and they're going to start doing that. But, like, I feel like movies and video games can be judged on the same plane to an extent, just like TV shows, you know? I feel like it's all, you know, there's a story, and there's something that's enthralling you to continue watching or continue playing, and that's what, I mean, that's what I feel like you judge games on. I feel like, yes, you can judge games objectively, of course. You know, maybe I like a game more than you like a game. You know, I think Last of Us was the best game of the year that year, and you thought it was Grand Theft Auto V. That's fine. It's objective. But, you know,
Subjective.
Oh, sorry. Okay, you know what I meant. No, opinion is me thinking that Last of Us is a better game than Grand Theft Auto.
Well, yeah. Well, you subjectively think that Last of Us is the best game of the year. Objectively, you're taking qualities from each of those games and saying this one actually is mechanically better than the other.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we've had enough of that conversation. We'll come back to that. I know we will. That comes up constantly in video games nowadays. So.
Yeah.
The news, Jake.
There's not much. Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
This game, I think it looks really cool. I mean, I'm not gonna go into it like, you know, like super hype because I did with Unity and I got burned. Which I didn't think Unity was the worst Assassin's Creed.
That belongs to 3.
That belongs to 3 and Revelations. Revelations had a tower defense minigame in it. Because fucking reasons.
Because fucking had it.
Yeah, that game was really bad. And you had a hook blade. Do you remember the hook blade? Do you remember that commercial with the hook blade? Yeah. Ezio, this is your hook blade. You have to put it on the corner of the court and you hit the hook blade and you hook yourself through the next building. Hook blade. Look it up. Google hook blade. It's funny. But yeah, that character was in there and and you had a hook blade and that was like the main new thing they added. And I guess there were a few levels where you played as Altair. Which was fine, I guess. He was an old man in that. But this one's pretty cool. It's set in Victorian-era London. And what it is taking place during the Industrial Revolution. And basically it seems from like what a lot of the videos are showing that the plot is that you and your sister own a corporation, kind of, or own like a version of a... what's the word I'm looking for? Like a factory, basically. And there's certain people who are the Templars who rule the city. You're like trying to stop. You're just trying to like stop their mistreatment of their employees. Basically, it seems what a lot was going on, or like stop them from trying to take over the city. But it looks cool. Like, yeah, there was a scene in the gameplay video where it was like a scene from Gangs of New York. You ever seen that movie?
Yeah, no, that is kind of how it was, yeah.
And, like, there was, like, 10 dudes from one gang on one side of the street and 10 guys, and then they all came together and they're all fighting and shit, and then you assassinate someone, or there's, like, a chase on the horse carriages, which was actually pretty cool. Yeah. This is, what's weird about this game is this is the most modern, this is the most modern we've ever had an Assassin's Creed game. So there's, you know, modern revolvers and like your blade has a lot more in it now. It's not just, you know, just a hidden blade and then a thing to shoot like a little bit of darts. There's more to it. There's like a grappling hook where you can like shoot it up at the top of a building and you kind of grapple up and stuff. It looks really cool actually. But, like, I mean, like we both said, I think Assassin's Creed's really cool and the idea of it's really good, but the execution the past few years has been pretty bad. Yeah, Black Flag and 2 are the best. I think 2 is phenomenal. I don't know if you've ever played 2 before, but it's really good.
My problem with Syndicate, and you know I have a problem with you. But my problem with Syndicate is that a lot of it, I mean, it didn't look that much different than Unity.
I mean, it's in a different city.
It's in a different city, but overall, I mean, didn't look that much different. And one of the main features they advertised was for, you can now kill people using the environment. So it's like, throw a knife at a, like a net of barrels and like, it's a big new feature.
I think the whole point is that
Dark Messiah did that how many years ago?
Well, I think the whole point is the graphics engine they're running allows them to do it now. The original graphics engine they rocked, I think, didn't think them like allow them to do that kind of stuff in the environment, in the big giant open world. Yes, it is. But I think that's just something they're toting. I feel like this game, there's a lot of cool stuff that's being added to it, like more so than it's been in an Assassin's Creed in a while. Like the fact that there's horse carriages now, like it's not just on foot all the time, is actually pretty cool, I think. Like,
overall,
it looked a little better. I don't know. I thought Unity had some terrible, terrible combat, to be honest with you. So it looked a little better than that, which was good. I never mind Black Flag combat that much. And I know a lot of people who hate it, like, hate it.
Well, I mean, the problem with Black Flag combat is super easy.
Yeah, well, that's how all Assassin's Creed games are.
Well, yeah, all Assassin's Creed.
But I think that's the fun of it. You feel like a badass when you're playing the game. And I always thought that was the fun of Assassin's Creed, is you're just, like, it may be easy, yes, but you're a badass assassin. Like, you're killing people left and right. One thing that they showed in the video that I thought was really cool in the gameplay was at one point, I forgot what this guy's name is, Jacob Fry. He's wearing, like, you know, a regular industrial, you know, revolution type clothes, you know, just like a shirt, you know, all the whatever, a top hat. And he takes his top hat off and he puts his hood up and he goes into like a stealth mode basically. So like, it's kind of cool, the idea that, you know, you're not always in the assassin's garb. You're kind of chilling around, you know, just being a normal bystander in, you know, Victorian London, which I think is kind of cool. And it seems like in the video we saw, we'll see more at E3 obviously, but they got the stealth controls a little bit better. Like the stealthing in Unity had gotten better. Like they were trying to improve on it and make it a little bit easier to do, but I feel like it was still really hard. And I'm hoping like this will be the one where they nail it. Like that's one thing I've noticed, is when there's a really bad Assassin's Creed, the following year there's a really good Assassin's Creed. Like Revelations came out, and the following year we had Black Flag. Unity came out, and now we're getting this.
Wasn't 3 before Revelations?
What?
Was it 3 before Revelations?
Oh yeah, it was Revelations 3, and then,
yeah, so it was 2 bad, 1 good.
Yeah, I don't know, I just don't think they'll do it wrong again. That's the only thing I'm thinking at this point.
I think it's kind of, it says something. It's taking them this long to start.
I mean, Assassin's Creed was never just about being an assassin. It was.
Well, it's in the name. Assassin, you should be able. You should have fucking pretty good stuff, is all I'm saying.
Yes, yes.
You shouldn't be like, well, the best course of action as an assassin is to run through this crowd of enemies and murder them.
Don't you remember how bad Assassin's Creed 1 was, though, when it came to stealth and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, that was the first game in the series, too.
Yeah.
So, you would expect it to get better from that point on, not either remain the same or get worse.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I think this looks really cool. I really like history. And the Assassin's Creed games has kind of given me that, like, you know, historical type game that I enjoy every once in a while. And even though I felt Unity did the French Revolution correctly, I felt like there was no point to the game at the same time. Like, in Assassin's Creed 3, like, people complained that, you know, you were Paul Revere. Like, Paul Revere was like,
everything.
Yeah, but then the thing is, in Assassin's Creed Unity, like, you didn't really do anything. Like, the storming of the Bastille happened, and you were, like, in the Bastille, like, locked up or whatever, because something happened. Like, that, all that stuff, like, you didn't take any part in it, which was kind of, I don't know, I felt like it was anticlimactic to an extent.
Yeah, I feel like what you need to do is say, yeah, the assassin doesn't necessarily be the person that does the event, but is part of it or enables it to happen, or is there in some.
But I the thing I don't know is, like, what exactly would you do in the Industrial Revolution that would be big? And I feel like that's why this one is going to be better, because, you know, the Industrial Revolution, I mean, there isn't any specific names that did anything, like, super crazy. But the Industrial Revolution is a really interesting period in time because, like, a lot was going on. Like, Jack the Ripper will be in this world, I guarantee you.
Jack the Ripper, the game takes place 20 years
before. Oh, really?
So, I mean, it's still possible if you're Assassin's Creed will, like, do the
main. Yeah, well, I mean, the gameplay they showed, you watched it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it takes place in a specific year, and Assassin's Creed jumps all the way around and does a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah, so it's entirely possible for Jack the Ripper, so I would be very surprised.
But I like the Industrial Revolution. I think it's an interesting time period, and I think London is a very interesting city for an Assassin's Creed game. And I felt like when I played Unity, like, Paris was really well realized. Yes, the game felt bland sometimes, but it was still well realized. Like, I felt like I was walking around Paris, and from that gameplay they showed, it looks like an Industrial Revolution London. Like, you know, it's kind of shitty. There's not a lot of pavement. Like, people are generally shitty in the Industrial Revolution, and that's where it seems like it's going. And I really hope, like, the gang thing becomes, like, a thing you do. Like, you know, you gather up your gang and, you know, do some Gangs of New York type shit. Like, I would totally be down for that. I understand Gangs of New York isn't take place in Victoria area London, but still, like, yeah, wouldn't that be fucking badass?
It's an interesting concept. It's definitely a very interesting concept. One good thing I'll say about Assassin's Creed is pretty good at realizing the location for setting.
Yeah.
Yes, the gameplay aspect is always fun.
Yeah.
Even Black Flag, even though I really like
it. Well, the combat, Black Flag, like I said, does look better.
It wasn't because of the gameplay.
The combat does look better. I feel like the only problem with the gameplay video they showed was there was no sword combat. There was just, you know, Jacob punching and stuff.
Yeah.
So, but even the punching looked a little bit better than what it's been. So we'll see. I don't know. He has like a Bowie knife as his main weapon in in the videos they showed. So I'm hopeful.
I'm probably not going
to. Yeah. I mean, I probably will. I like Assassin's Creed a lot, unless it's just like the worst Assassin's Creed game.
Well, Ubisoft also doesn't have a good track record so far.
Or good. Yeah. Well, I mean, Far Cry worked.
Far Cry worked, but I mean, then you had Unity and then you had Watch Dogs.
Far Cry had some problems, but it worked. I don't know. Like, I'm hoping.
Broken for a while. Watch Dogs.
Yeah. I'm hoping, like, you know, Ubisoft will get their shit together, because I always really liked Ubisoft. Up until, like, recently when Watch Dogs came out. And, you know, Rainbow Six Siege, which, you know, it looks like it may be doing some cool stuff. I still haven't played it yet because the beta hasn't started. But there's interesting stuff. Like, Ubisoft does some cool shit, I feel like. In a world in which, you know, they do sequels, but they do try some new things. And a lot of video game companies don't try anything new anymore. Like, if you look at Activision, you know, they've gotten their shit together in the last few years, but Activision makes a lot of games that are like, oh, hey, we know you like this thing, so here's more of that thing. You know, at least you give
and,
it
and
hand
at
it
least
to
they
Ubisoft.
Know their customers.
Yeah, but I mean, at least hand it to Ubisoft. Like, they tried Watch Dogs. Yes, it wasn't as good as we hoped, but they tried it. You know, they gave it a shot. And, you know, if The Division sucks, at least they tried it. And the same thing with Siege,
yeah,
like the fact that.
For that, rather than just pumping out Far Cry, Assassin's Creed,
Yeah. Every year at E3, they've had, like, some cool stuff going on. So, by the way, Charles Darwin, and. What's his Dickens, last name? Dickens.
Charles Dickens.
Is it Charles Dickens?
Oh, I should know this.
I know it's Charles Darwin. Dickens. That's gonna be like some of the people. Charles Dickens, you're right. Charles Darwin and Charles Dickens are gonna be like some of the figures you'll meet, they've said already. I looked it up a little bit while we were talking just now. But, yeah, we'll see. Ubisoft, you haven't had the best track record, but hey, this game looks pretty cool. And I just like the fact that they're kind of trying to modernize it a little bit. Like, well, Assassin's Creed.
They had to. There's only so much you can do with the Western
games. Well, I still think they should do samurais in Japan.
Well, they did China in the fucking mobile game.
Yeah, but we need feudal Japan.
Feudal Japan would be good.
Yes. Maybe Feudal Japan will be the next one. But we'll see. I'm sure we'll see more at E3, and I'm sure it'll be fucking at the Sony conference, most likely. Because Sony has a deal with Assassin's Creed and whatnot. Some stuff I read that was kind of interesting. I know it's not necessarily news, but apparently, I think I talked a little bit about it on a Trophy Wars, is that Battlefront isn't going to have classes or squads.
So stupid.
Classes or squads, so...
It's so dumb. It's taking out one of the best features of Battlefield, which you can, like, join a squad that your friends in, play only with your friends, spawn on them, and everything like that. Which, I mean, is fine, because the original Battlefronts didn't have that, and these things just spawn on these points, whatever. But I always thought Battlefront would have a squad feature if not the best anything.
Yeah.
But then to be like, yeah, also no classes, that's like,
no pre-made classes, yeah. It's pretty dumb. Like,
which basically just means it's going to be Battlefield with aspects.
I mean, Battlefield has pre-made classes, though.
Yeah, but, or, I'm sorry, Call of Duty. It's going to be Call of Duty.
Yeah, everything I hear about this game makes me, like, less and less excited to, you know, see it. I don't know, like, I wanna, like, hold skepticism until, like, E3, you know, and, like, be, you know, a gamer and, you know, kinda try and give them the benefit of the doubt, cause it is something I like so much. But I feel like this was given to EA, like, and EA was like, okay, we gotta get this out by the movie. It's gonna come out with the movie, we'll make tons of money, it'll be great, and then we'll make a really good one after that. And so, like...
Oh, you really need to make a really good one after this? Come on.
I don't know.
They're not. I promise you they're not.
But how can they make, like, a drastically worse game than the ones that came out before, which were also released by EA and Pandemic? Like, it's like, you know?
I'm just saying.
I feel like DICE has just lost it.
It's a different EA.
Yeah. DICE has just lost their touch. Like, DICE can't do anything right anymore.
Nope.
And, like, I mean, like, look at freaking... the fact that Battlefield freaking Hardline was made by Visceral and it was perfect. I mean, yes, the maps are a little small, but I mean, I didn't really expect...
At least it worked!
I don't expect huge maps from a cops and robbers game, but yes, at least it worked.
It fucking worked. Not just, you know, worked after a couple days, worked at launch. How long did it take Battlefield 4 to be, like, fixed?
I remember I got my PS4...
It took a year. The correct answer is a year. It took them a year to fix Battlefield 4.
Well, I got my PS4 and I couldn't play it all the first night. I know that. And then about a week in, we figured out we could play, what was the mode we played a lot of?
Rush.
And that was 2.5 weeks in. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see, you know. It is right around the corner. Speaking of E3... So, a lot of the E3 times and stuff have come out now, and originally, there was going to be a conference that took place at the same time as another conference on the Tuesday, and that was going to be Square Enix and Nintendo. I mean, Square Enix may show Kingdom Hearts 3, so there's that. Square Enix has moved theirs to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time now instead of 9 a.m., which is when it was. So Nintendo's digital event will be go up on their website at 9. It'll probably be about an hour. That's what they usually do with the Nintendo Direct because there's no bullshit anymore, which is nice. And that'll be over, and you can watch the Square Enix conference. And I guess at 5 p.m. that night, there's a PC gaming show, which will probably be Steambox crap that no one cares about. But the conferences are, we're going to give them to you in Pacific Standard Time. Bethesda is going to be 6:30 p.m. on Sunday. So, that's June 14th. Microsoft is going to be 9:30 a.m. on June 15th. That's a Monday. EA will be at 1 o'clock p.m. June 15th. Ubisoft will be at 3 and Sony will be at 6. This is all Pacific Time. Nintendo, as I said, will be at 9, and Square Enix will be at 10, and that's Tuesday, June 16th. So the reason we're telling you this is because we want you to send us an email or go on the Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/group/PressXToWin. Podcast. I meant to say podcast. And tell us how you want us to do this. Like, obviously we can't make it to the show this year just because, you know, there's just too much going on. We hope to make it next year. Like, that's a goal of ours. But if there's any way you want us to, like, podcast after each episode, or if you want us to, you know, hop on, like, a Google Hangout and you can hang out with us and watch,
watch
E3 with us or something, you know, that's perfectly fine. Just let us know. I mean, it's a month away, so we kind of want to plan ahead of time now and figure this thing out. I wish we could be there for you and, like, stream it and stuff, but it's just not happening right now at this point in our lives.
Maybe might be going to pass.
Yes, that's a possibility still. I don't know yet. I got to figure out if I can get those days off and stuff. But those are going to be the conferences. If you want us to cover a specific thing, like, obviously we can't cover, like, games that we've seen or anything. You'll have to go to IGN or some other website, I don't know, GameSpot for that. Which GameSpot gave Witcher a higher review than IGN did. Did you notice
that? Well, that's how you know it's actually good.
I know, it's weird.
The
like,
IGN doesn't have the highest.
But did you notice that who reviewed The Witcher for IGN?
I did not.
The same guy who gave Dragon Age a 9.2 or 8.5 or something like that. The guy who was like, oh, I love Dragon
really,
Age.
Really, because Inquisition deserves a 6 at best.
Inquisition is a 6.5, I say at best, but yeah. But yeah, back to what I was saying, if you want us to do that, just let us know. Send us an email, do something, get our attention, you know? Get our attention somehow and we'll figure something out. If not, you know, we'll just be probably hanging out, watching it and posting stuff on the Facebook as stuff happens. Laughing at how cringeworthy Microsoft and Ubisoft's conference will be, because I'm sure they will be.
Hey, Microsoft wasn't cringeworthy last week.
No, but the conference...
Actually,
they did
Microsoft's conference last week.
Yeah, Rise looked really good, Jake.
What?
Rise looked really good. Or what was? That was the game they showed last year. They didn't show.
They showed
shit.
A bunch of games. They showed Master Chief Collection. They showed all the Platinum games.
They didn't show any gameplay for
Scale
it.
Scaleboard. No, it's only two. It was just all games last year. Even no bullshit.
Well, it's because they got the bullshit out ahead of time. Remember? They had a conference before that, didn't they?
No.
No, that was last year. That was the year before.
That was
okay.
The year before that was when they came out with all the bullshit. Kinect Sports TV, Water Cooler Sports Kinect TV. And,
yeah, I remember that.
And then they fired that guy. I think they fired like everyone that was involved with that. And then they spent the whole year, they basically spent the last couple of years since Pokemon launched trying to change
I feel like this is going to be the first E3 that I really don't know what the fuck's going to happen. I really have no idea what's going to happen, like, either any company.
Well, what are you expecting? What's your number one hope that someone's going to show?
Well, I want a game that, I don't really care much for Last Guardian, to be honest with you. I never really liked Ico.
Never coming.
I never played it. I never liked Ico anyway. If anything, I'd say that the game that Guerrilla Games is making, have you seen screenshots of that at all? So it's supposed to be like a first-person shooter RPG game, but it's like on like in space and it's on this planet with like dinosaurs and shit. And like it's like the same kind of armor Destiny has, but apparently like it's more detailed and there's a lot more going on. Like, maybe.
Can we get another Turok game that's actually good? Please?
Yeah.
Doesn't
Nintendo own the rights to that game? The other game I really want is a new God of War game, but not with Kratos. I love Kratos, don't get me wrong, he's funny as hell, like, Zeus, you have forsaken me! Like, all that crazy shit's great, but I'd like them to go to a different direction with that series. I sent you the pictures of what that game's supposed to look like, by the way. It looks fucking crazy.
Is that a robot dinosaur?
Yes.
With fucking a dude wearing a... Is that a bear pelt?
Yes.
And a guy with a spear. And the girl with the fucking bow.
Yes.
Like, this looks so cool. This concept is awesome.
This is Guerrilla Games' new IP, the same guys who make Killzone, so. I'm hoping they show this game off and it's just insane. I'm hoping it's kind of like when they first announced Bloodborne, where it's a game like, we've kind of seen what it looks like, and then it comes out and you're just like, God, this game looks so cool and so different than anything that's out there. Like, when Bloodborne was announced, and you're like, wow, this game looks so cool and so different, and you're like, people were really hyped. Just like Order 1886 when that first, like, got announced, like, the trailer was really cool. Bloodborne ended up actually being good, or it wasn't, but I feel like this game has that type of, you know,
yeah, no, this is actually, the concept, I mean, obviously gameplay and things, but this concept is really cool.
Yeah.
The alien planet with, like, robot dinosaurs, but then the people fighting it aren't really using technology, they're using, like, swords and spears. You see a guy with, like, a revolver or whatever. A bow and arrow, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, so that's what I'm probably most hyped for, like, to find out what that game is. And then God of War, of course, because I really love those games. I think those games are just fun experiences. As well, I mean, obviously I want to see more Uncharted 4 gameplay. I want them to announce a beta of some sort. Like, you know how you were with Master Chief Collection?
Yeah.
I'll probably be pretty happy. I'm not going to lose my shit like you did about Master Chief Collection if they do an Uncharted Collection, because I'm dying to play through Uncharted 2 again. Like, I just want to play through it again. I love that game. I could play through that game, like, probably, like, 8 times in a row and never get sick of it. I just fucking love that. I love that game. I think that is the greatest game ever made. I think it just proves how far gaming has come from when I was a kid and I played, like, Super Nintendo Mario and shit, or, like, fucking Darkwing Duck or some shit on my fucking Super Nintendo, to, like, what Uncharted 2 is. Yes. Well, I mean, you can buy, like, things that allow you just to make your, put your Super Nintendo cartridges in, as a portal, into a portable thing, so, yeah.
Actually, into a box.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's really cool. I don't know, like, I think what we should do is, not next week necessarily, but, like, when we're a week away from E3, we'll do, like, a prediction show.
Yeah.
And we'll just talk about predictions and stuff like that and whatnot. I mean, anything can happen on E3. That's one thing I've learned. Anything. Yeah, I mean, David Jaffe can come out with a Sweet Tooth mobile. And fucking
crazy shit. Like, it's the whole reason you wait for E3, man, for that. Oh, the conference is over, but hold up. We have one more thing to show you, and then they drop some big fucking hype-ass game or whatever that no one expected to be there.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, my dick!
One thing about Sony that going into this conference specifically is I feel like Sony's going to really show a lot, because they've announced that there's not going to be another conference until PSX, most likely, or TGS.
Well, I mean, to be honest, Sony,
there's no Gamescom. Well, they're making
infamous, there's not really many exclusive titles.
I'm pretty excited about the fact. I'm pretty excited about the fact that they're remaking Ratchet and Clank, though, for PS4. That's going to be really cool, I think. And I think Tearaway Unfolded will sell well just because of who makes it. Media Molecule has an amazing track record. They make amazing games. And when I played through the original Tearaway, I felt like that game wasn't finished. And so for them to have the ability to go back and add more content to that game is awesome. And I feel like that will make that game, you know, what it was supposed to be. And also, Media Molecule has said that Tearaway Unfolded is not the game that they're making, their main game. So there's another game they have to announce, and it's not Little Big Planet. So, you know, who knows what that will be. That team's crazy. I see I'm only Sony, but there's also Sony Bend, the guys who made the Uncharted game on Vita. That was better than Uncharted 1 on PS3. They have a new game to announce, and apparently rumors are it might be Siphon Filter. So, there's that. Yeah, I don't know if you do know any other rumors regarding Microsoft at all or anything, or no?
Rumor of Banjo-Tooie, which I tend to be excited for.
Banjo-Tooie kind of sucked.
It could be even really good, but it's not the same Rare, so I'm not sure. But then again, Killer Instinct is really good.
Yes.
So, I'm hopeful, you know, if they announce it.
Gameplay of Crackdown, maybe?
I'll be excited, but I'm not gonna be, oh my god. Even if they show gameplay, I'm gonna make it stuff in there again. You know, they'll be big as a kid. what else they could show?
I feel like they'll show a new Gears game from Black Tusk.
They got it. I know they want to do more from it. They got it. Or at least show like a Gears collection. I'd probably go for it because I've never really played through Gears games.
Yeah.
So I would probably be down for that.
Gears of War 2 or Gears of War 3 is very good. Yeah, Gears of War 1 was really good when it came out. But I feel like 2 was rushed and kind of the story was kind of bad. Like it was specifically about Dom and only Dom. But 3 is really good as just like a crazy action movie type of game. I really yeah, like that game.
Ultra violence.
Microsoft has the most to prove, I feel like, at E3 this year. Because yeah, I mean, yes, they have announced
also,
stuff,
I'm
but like
that show off the scale Platinum games. Their games don't sell well, which is unfortunate because most of their games are really fucking solid.
Bayonetta 2 should have won Game of the Year last year.
Vanquish, both very good games.
Vanquish was really cool. It was just really short.
Yeah, their games don't sell well. Their games are really good track record.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm really glad that they're doing something exclusive for Xbox because I think it's going to be Halo 5, actually. I'm actually really excited to see Halo 4.
Halo 4 was terrible.
Shit. Halo 4 was shit. You know I think Halo 4 was shit. I can go on the day now, shit. I need to be Halo 4, though, but I'm not going to sit there and try to excuse the abomination. But Halo 5, just from what we've been showing on so far,
they'll probably show the first gameplay, right?
Really cool,
343 is like try-hard status on fucking Halo, I feel like.
Well, yeah, for Halo 5, it really feels like they're voting everything that the kitchen sinks.
Well, yeah, they're like, oh, sorry about that really shitty game we made. We promise this one's better. And
yeah,
it's like,
sorry about Halo 4. Sorry about all the problems Master Chief Collection has had. They have to, this is like their third strike. They have to get a
whole Well, I feel like it's gonna
Otherwise,
be like a...
Otherwise, everyone's gonna just fucking drop it.
Well, I feel like...
Halo 5 isn't good, then...
The Xbox is pretty much... Dead. Well, I feel like if Halo 5 isn't good, then the Xbox is pretty much dead, because that's their flagship title. I mean, like, the main game
Halo
people 5, buy at Xbox 4 is Halo.
Halo 5 is not at least as good...
2 or 3?
No, I think it's not as good as 3. But if it's not as good as 3, it's...
1 was a crowning achievement, I feel like, in its time. Like, 1 was really cool when it came out, but 1 didn't age well.
I
tried to play it on Xbox 360 when they re-released it, and I was like, nope. I don't know. I feel like the same way with Uncharted 1. I think Uncharted 1 did not age well at all. Uncharted 1 has so many freaking flaws.
I definitely think Halo 1 starts falling apart.
Oh yeah, that's the farthest I ever played. The library's fucking dumb. It's like a 45-minute level and it's just repetitive as fuck.
That, I mean, the library's only 45-minute level, but if you know what to do, it's really quick. But it sucks because, you know, it's the same fucking hallways. The Flood are just annoying to fight after a while. There are so many just, oh, I have to sit here and wait for you to unlock this door and fight off wave after wave of Flood. This is fucking boring. It's just a really boring level. And then after that, you get, 2 Betrayals, which is actually one of the best levels in the game, even if things like Rehash and Assault. Just assault backwards. And then from there, it's pretty shitty until the man, which is the awesome game.
So I don't want to talk too much about this because I want to talk more. But last thing, what do you think Nintendo will do to end? Because Splatoon will already be out, so that won't be a part of it. So what, you know, obviously Woolly World and Star Fox are games that are coming out this year, but what do you think?
They're going to show off Star Fox.
Oh, well, yeah, that's their big fall game. I think Woolly World will probably come out around, like, shortly before fall. I think we'll get a release date for that, and it'll be, like, August.
They're trying to stagger their releases now so that there's a new exclusive, every couple months, rather than the old drop, and then suddenly two or three games or holiday season.
Well, May is going to be Splatoon. I feel like August will be Woolly World, and November will be Star Fox.
Yeah.
But what else could they be? Because they said no Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, they're not going to show up with
Zelda. Well, they have Mario Maker as well. I guess that's a game. But
yeah, I mean, people are excited about Mario Maker. I'm not, whatever. They're not going to show up with Zelda because they really just put more work into it than anything, which is fine. We know it's coming. We know the concept of it. People are going to buy it. Even though I do want to see what exactly the gameplay is, I'm okay with them not showing.
But what kind of
game? Because they do directs throughout the year too where they'll show off Zelda. It's the thing. It's not like we have to wait a whole other year to see Zelda. So it's not a big disappointment.
What would they announce though?
Maybe another X-Zero?
They've been, that could be a possibility. They're pointing a lot to that with all the Mario Kart DLC.
Yeah, I'm thinking that there might be a new X-Zero in the works. If not show gameplay for it, at least show a teaser trailer or something so we know it's coming. Probably more Smash DLC, new Pokemon game, new Fire Emblem. X.
Oh yeah, Xenoverse game. Not the good Xenoverse game. I have no idea. I don't really care much for that stuff.
It looks cool, but
I probably won't play it.
I don't remember when it comes out.
I probably won't check it out, to be honest with you. I'm not too big on it. But I'm definitely getting Star Fox, no matter what it is. I'll probably buy that game.
I will probably buy
Star Fox.
Wait
for Splatoon.
Rumors of a new Metroid.
Yeah, there's been rumors of a new Metroid every single year.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Maybe we'll get a Galaxy 3.
Last year they said that they had been talking about a new Metroid, so maybe we'll have to get some concepts. And Retro is supposed to be working on a new game.
I want Galaxy 3, damn it. Galaxy 3.
We might also get a teaser for a new Metroid.
Galaxy 3, okay.
Galaxy 3
or Sunshine 2. Fuck off. Don't play with my heartstrings like that. Sunshine sucks.
Hey.
Sunshine fucking sucks. No, Galaxy 3. Anyways. That's the end of this episode. If you enjoy us, there's so many things you can do to keep in contact with us. You can go on our Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/PrexX2WinPodcast. You can join the conversation there and have fun with us there and just, you know, talk stuff. We haven't been very active because it's been final week, but finals week's over for me, so we're going right back on there. Like I said, if you want to us to do an individual podcast for each conference or whatever you want us to do, let us know on there. We'd be happy to do it. I love giving my opinion on things. That's one of my favorite things to do, I think. We have an email, Jake. What is it?
It is PressXProvenGamer.com.
And remember, always go to ProvenGamer.com. They have a bunch of podcasts that are pretty fun. I was on Trophy Horrors last week. It was really fun. Jake wasn't, so
I had to miss it.
Yeah. So if you want to listen to more of me talking specifically, you can go on Trophy Horse. And you should always be listening to Trophy Horse because they actually have some really good conversations. Unless you're an Xbox, then that's not a podcast for you. It's more of a PlayStation podcast. What?
Yeah.
And as always, thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week with more news. Hopefully.
Hopefully more news. Hopefully it's not a fucking slow week again.
I feel like we found a way to talk here. We're good. Alright, we'll see ya. Bye. Okay.
ProvenGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We are looking for some writers, editors, news reporters, podcasters, and video editors. If you're interested in helping, please stop by and click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application, and someone will get back to you shortly. While you're there, be sure to stop by and read all of the articles and check out all of the videos. Speaking of the videos, they can be also be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proven Gamer. Since you're going to be cruising the web anyway, why don't you stop by Facebook and check out the Press X to Win Facebook group, and also the Proving Gamer page. While you're on the Proving Gamer page, make sure you hit that like button. If you want to get a hold of the guys, you can contact them by sending them an email at pressx@provinggamer.com or send them a tweet to PressXToWinCast. Since you are listening to this podcast, we want to thank you very much. We would also like you to check out our other podcasts, Trophy Whores, PG Spoilers, and The Bladed Tech Show. All the podcasts can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and all the various podcast applications on your phone. If you are listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, if you could and would, please stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, and leave a comment letting the guys know how good of a job they're doing.